Ponzi scheme hits Washington, $275 million fraud uncovered. The great pretender Ryan Ware, the mastermind behind this elaborate scheme, managed to raise a whopping $165 million by selling investment contracts for water machines that either didn't exist or were already sold to other investors. Imagine buying a machine you think will generate revenue, only to find out it's a ghost. Bold move. Ware and his companies even raised an additional $110 million from institutional investors, with notes secured by these non-existent machines. Talk about taking fake it till you make it to a whole new level. Fiduciary fail portfolio manager Jordan Chirico wasn't just asleep at the wheel. He actively drove his fund client into Ware's scheme while hiding his own investments in the business. Conflict of interest much? Despite glaring red flags, Chirico kept increasing the fund's investments, prioritizing his personal gains over client interests. Investment advisors like Mr. Chirico must act in their clients' best interests and disclose all material conflicts of interest, said Corey Schuster from the SEC. Clearly, Chirico missed this memo. The fallout. The SEC's complaints are packed with allegations of fraud, seeking civil penalties, disgorgement of ill-gotten gains, and even barring Ware from holding officer and director positions. Meanwhile, the U.S. Attorney's Office has slapped criminal charges against both Ware and Chirico. But the real kicker? Over $60 million of investor funds were misappropriated to make Ponzi-like payments and fund Ware's other ventures. That's one expensive house of cards. Why this matters? This case is a stark reminder of the importance of due diligence and transparency in investments. With hundreds of investors, including veterans, falling prey to promises of high returns, it underscores the need for stringent checks and balances. As the legal battles unfold, we watch closely to see how this impacts future investor protections and regulations.